everyone, and welcome to my show, You're In at Bullets, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger, and I will be doing nonstop, free, call-in psychic readings. So get your pencil out, write the numbers down. It's toll-free. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-810-8322. And you can dial direct, but there's charges for that, and I'll give it to you anyway in case you got a plan. 1-530-876-3222. And I believe I got a caller, so I'll go right to the caller and chat throughout the next 2 hours with everybody. Hello, caller.
Hello there. Hello, Michael. This is Brooke from Northern Canada. I have a little bit of a cold, just in case you think my voice is a little funny.
Me too.
You have a cold too? Oh, it's that time of the year.
I have had it for a month. It goes from family member to family member, and I think it's something with grandchildren. It just doesn't want to go away. But I apologize for my voice too. I feel a little stuffed up and gravelly. And well, let's see. Brooke, you said your name was?
Yep, Brooke.
Brooke, and from Canada.
Northern Canada.
Northern Canada. Mm-hmm. All righty. I don't know if you ever heard me read or you're familiar with me, but I'm going to...
Some friends told me to check you on BBS.
Oh, good. Good. Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, told you about BBS or me or both?
Both.
Good, good. Word of mouth. I like that. Okay, I'm going to kind of keep it light. I'm going to conserve energy because 2 hours is a long time. And like I said, I've been a little under the weather. So it's going to be lighthearted and but enjoyable. And I'll try to help you with something. And if you never heard me read, I am giving imagery. I hear it and sense it. And I try to interpret it the best I can for you. Okay. And with you, Brooke, I am going right to, I want to say, heavy-hearted in a way. I feel like I got some type of upset or drama going on in my life, and maybe I could use some guidance with it or... They show me a picture of her heart, and it's emotionally weighed down, and... So I know this was on your mind and where I'll be going anyway. And right off the bat, I feel a clearing. You may, maybe another week or two, be dealing with some of the fallout or side effects of it. But I do feel things changing and changing for the better for you. I hope that helps you. I'm getting a couple things here. Yeah, I feel like I lost something or someone. Was it a friendship? Or I'm getting a few things. I got a feeling it was a chain reaction. Like a friendship or a loss of some kind, or maybe somebody passed over and then it went into physical ills and emotional, maybe a little bit of depression or exhaustion. I don't know if I'm hitting on what's going on.
Yes. 5 years ago, my husband died, and I think it's finally hitting me.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And you're still suffering deeply from it.
I think I'm just releasing a lot now.
Okay. Is this what I'm picking up on, though, the effects from this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting any grief counseling, or did you ever have any grief counseling? Or?
No, I just dealt with it on my own, and but I don't feel I need grief counseling right now. I think it's just now the releasing of what's inside.
Okay.
And wanting things to happen, and things aren't happening for me. It's nothing's happening the way I would like it to happen. So.
Yeah. You know, it very rarely does in a way. Do you like to read?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you like to read?
Like books, you mean?
Yeah.
Not really.
There's a wonderful book out there, and it's by James Van Praagh. It's called Healing Grief. If you ever get a chance, look it up, and I think it would... I'm just being told to tell you this, so do check into it, because I believe that, you know, the loss of your husband affected you in many different ways, not only financially, socially, but also emotionally.
Every way. My whole life was turned upside down.
Yep.
I've been wanting to move closer to my family, and I'm also wanting a job, and I'm just not sure. It's like one is intertwined with the other, and I just feel like I can't do anything.
Right. There's... I'm going to be truthful with you. I feel like you were affected more than you understand and know, and that the effects of it is stopping you from moving forward in a few areas. This is how they're making me feel, and I'm just repeating what I'm hearing. So there may need... I'm jumping ahead of myself, too. As a reader, I'm going to say what I'm feeling, and I'm being prodded that you need to talk to somebody. Not only about losing your husband, but about life in general and where you're going and where you want to go and how you want to do it. I'm just feeling a third party being very helpful to you, and I'm being told to tell you that. Now, is there an actual illness, too, going on? Does somebody need treatment or surgery or...
Not that I'm aware of.
Anybody? It could be family or somebody you're close to, too. Maybe. That's needing some medical treatment or maybe possibly or even some surgery. But the surgery, I think you would know about right away, so I'm probably just misinterpreting it. And they could be kind of like even suggesting that, again, back to a third-party counselor type thing or an advisor. So it may even be that you eventually do decide to maybe even talk to somebody just for the heck of it. Because I do feel I'm weighted down, and there's a lot of things weighing me down, and I need to clear them out.
I think for the most part I dealt with it or buried it, and now it's just surfaced. It started yesterday, and
you're
so I just feel that it's coming out of me, and I'm accepting that. I'm sort of naming it and claiming it. I know what it is, so
right.
I feel I'm dealing with it.
Right, and you're describing what could happen with the loss of someone. I'm not saying that you didn't know how to grieve, you didn't know how to handle it, or you're not doing well. What I'm saying is there are some things that, like you said, get buried and come out later. And maybe if it was dealt with differently, it wouldn't be coming back. But anyway, let me move past that. You already understand all that.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I feel as though, and you validated that you are working on this coming back or coming to the surface again, and you're doing well with it. You are on the right path, and you're going to move through it, and you're going to be feeling much better. I'm feeling that another week or two, mood and attitude will be changing.
Yeah, good.
Okay. And there's a feeling like I'm kind of exhausted too and tired. So I believe it goes hand in hand. As you work through the issues that you're dealing with now, physically you're going to start feeling better, and emotionally and mentally, which is going to improve the moods too. So there is an improvement in mood and strength and energy. And I'm looking at another week, maybe 2 weeks. I'm feeling that there's any obstacles in the way of some of your plans. Between now and, say, the end of March, I feel like you're going to be getting through them. I don't think there's anything that's really going to stop you from doing what it is you want to do. And especially as you start feeling better and having more energy. Now, I am getting plans going into action, so I think you were talking about doing something earlier or wanting to do something, and I do feel that you will put them into action and be successful with it.
Now, when you say plans of action, are you referring to a job or move?
I would put it to, this is a good cycle between now and the end of March to initiate anything, really. Looking for a job, finding a job, or even moving. So I would go to that with this. This is a good cycle that you're in, and I believe you're headed in that direction. You're manifesting this.
Yes, I'm really working on actually trying to watch The Secret. I don't know if you've heard about that. For positive law of attraction. So on and so forth.
Right.
And so I feel very drawn to that at this time.
Right.
Which will help me deal with whatever I'm having to cope with.
Good. Good. And you're on the right track. And you're doing well with it. And like I said, soon you're going to see many improvements. And two of them is going to be mood and energy. I'm getting some type of testing or interviews or exams. I don't know if you're applying for anything or trying to get approval on something. Or it may be, I'm leaning, so you said you were looking for a job, I believe. I feel like I'm being interviewed for something and I'm doing well with it. And this may take place by the end of March, too. I don't know what time schedule.
Well, I was once a bus driver. And I let my license go about 5 years ago.
Oh.
And I could shoot myself now for doing it. And I'm contemplating going back, and basically I should be able to just walk in and they'll do a police search on me and just recertify me. I'm sure without having to put me through the 30 hours of training.
Do it. I would definitely follow through on this because I'm getting interviewed and tested and examined, and I'm doing well with everything, and it's also helping me. So if you're thinking about this is what I'm picking up on, and maybe you wondering if you should or not, and I feel like it would be very beneficial to you.
I'm torn between volunteering as opposed to working, and I think the volunteering sounds very good, but I think working is definitely going to increase the financial.
Right. I believe you're going to be doing both. I somewhere along the line, you're going to fit in both of them into your schedule.
Very good.
I really do feel, because you're a light. You're a light on the earth, and there's no way you can't not help. And so no matter how busy you get or what you get into, I do feel that your light will shine, and you're going to help a lot of other people.
There is someone that's getting married in the summer, and I'm wondering if you could comment on that that wedding.
No, I'm not getting anything on a wedding or a union. No, that's about all I'm getting on you at this time. I'm going to be a little limited today with my info and my my readings because of what I've been through, so I'm kind of like taking it easy on myself. So.
Well, that's fine. I really appreciate what you have told me.
Yeah.
The one other thing I wanted you to comment on, with what I'm going through and what I'm releasing, is that to open up chakras?
In a sense, you're cleansing them. Because the energy to it is centering in certain chakras, and as you cleanse the chakra, as you deal with the issues, you're also releasing them from the chakra. But I would combine it with visualization and meditation, and maybe even some Reiki.
Excellent.
would be beneficial.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and center on your heart chakra and your solar plexus as you deal with these emotional issues.
Thank you.
Okay, Brooke, good luck with everything and blessings.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody, if you would like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. There's a mailing list. It's labeled Michael's Group. Just click that link and you're on my mailing list. I am available in private. $15 for a half hour, you can't go wrong. The price is right. I like to, Hi, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too good today.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe I can help you with something.
Okay, what I wanted to know about me and my friend Earn, you know, I'll tell you the situation. Me and my friend Earn, we've been going to church together for, like, the past, I say since July and everything. And, you know, sometimes he's sarcastic and everything, and sometimes he complains about how I talk about these, you know, vain things or whatnot. And I called a friend who's also a psychic and everything. She told me that he feels that I'm a lost cause, and I was wanting to know if we were still friends or anything, or, you know, or should I just let the situation go and just, you know, move on, because I'm really hurt, and I really do feel like, and I have felt like in the past, that something is wrong with me and my relationships, you know, where I can't have a friend, like, for, you know, a long period of time, or be in a relationship, well, for a long period of time.
Right. So, I understand. So you're wondering or not if you should continue your relationship with Vern?
Aaron, yeah, because, you know,
Aaron.
Sometimes he's sarcastic and everything, and sometimes he do it as a joke, and sometimes it gets on my nerves sometimes, and, you know, he's really into God and everything, and I know he really cares for me and everything, but, you know, I know this is not like him to lead people astray and everything, and,
okay.
You know, I know he wouldn't do that to me and everything, and I do trust him and everything.
Okay.
And,
your name is?
Michael.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And you're... Okay, is this a gay relationship?
No.
Aaron is a female.
Aaron is a man.
Vern?
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, Aaron is a man,
mm-hmm.
And you're a man.
Yes.
Okay, so this is just a regular friendship then?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're concerned about your buddy and what's going on between you.
Yeah, and he hasn't been coming in to pick me up from church since, January 14th, and...
Okay.
You know, he complained about, you know, how I talk about these vain things and everything. He gives me these vibes that he doesn't want to be bothered. You know, it's
yeah.
Not that, you know, like when I talk to him, he'll give me these vibes that he don't care or whatever or whatnot. So,
well,
you know,
I'll give you what I'm
God.
Hearing, Michael.
Yes.
I'll just tell you what I'm hearing on this, and hopefully maybe there's something there you can help. I do feel there's a gathering coming up that maybe you and him will be going to. At the same time, I don't know if you're going together or you were supposed to, or you may get invited to the same function and meet there.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely go to it because I feel like it, there could be a healing there for you. I don't know if you know of any coming up yet, but by all means, keep your ears open. This could be between now and, say, the end of March.
The end of March? My birthday is in March.
Okay, is there a party planned or an event or...
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe it's your birthday party or even maybe a luncheon or a get-together with a group of friends. But,
oh, okay.
But do go, because I feel like there'll be a healing there and that will help you and your friend mend things. And also, I want to... If and when I do reconnect with your friend, I want to go down memory lane a little bit. I believe reliving the past and the memories between the two of you
mm-hmm.
will be very helpful. This is what I'm hearing from Spirit.
Oh, okay, all right.
That the two of you need to bond in a way that will take you to past experiences, memories, friends, loved ones, the experiences you had together. If you could approach your relationship with him in this manner, I feel like there will be a complete healing, and it may become a better friendship than what it was before.
Okay.
Okay, and now if you do have difficulties reconnecting with him, I want to maybe involve a mutual friend or a mutual family member that could kind of bring us together so I can take him down memory lane with me.
Okay.
Okay, I believe there will be an intense healing there for you, and your friendship could wind up being better than what it was.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Laurel, Maryland.
Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too, bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call... toll-free, USA, 1-877-270-8714. Oh, wait a minute, I'm wrong. I'm reading the wrong numbers. I'm giving you the late-night numbers. Scratch that. Daily only.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Okay, I was just talking to the audience and giving the phone number out, and I gave them the wrong phone number.
I am on the air then.
Yeah, you are on the air. You're part of the show.
All right, great.
That's the best part of my show. The caller is the show.
Well, that's excellent. Listen,
okay.
I know you said you're not feeling so great today.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not expecting the full 10-minute, you know, reading or what have you. I just need a little information. And by the way, I'm Bean Pie Nye. I'm the one that's been trying to send you a payment, and I screwed up and sent it to the wrong address.
Oh, who are you, Beanie?
Yeah.
Beanie, I've been emailing you, and you don't answer me.
No, I have been.
Did you get the right Addy?
Yeah, it's I know it's not the one that I thought it was, but I got like three messages from you and
okay. You asked for the right Addy and I sent it to you.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you got it and everything's okay.
Definitely, and I'll be trying to redo that again later on this evening. So hopefully, I'm pretty sure this time around I'll get it right.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you called.
I'm so glad that I got through, and I'm hoping that you can help me.
Okay, and don't worry about me feeling. I've been doing this a long time and under all different types of conditions, so I'm doing okay. I'm just
okay.
Doing a little slower maybe and pacing myself. What was your first name?
My first name is actually Faiza.
I've seen that. I was having a hard time pronouncing it. Faiza?
Yes.
Faiza. I like that.
Thank you.
What is that, Italian or...?
No, actually, my dad converted over to Islam back in the 70s, so I got a Muslim name, but I'm not Muslim.
Oh, interesting.
So that's where that comes from.
Okay, Faiza, let's jump into your reading and see if I can help you.
All right, this is more centered around like a career question. I have a project on the table at a major company, a corporation. It involves some artwork, a character to be exact, like a cartoon character type of deal.
Yeah.
And they've had it for a while, and I was just wondering if they were going to go with things.
Okay. Well, right off the bat, I knew I was going to work in business with you before you even said anything. That was shown to me. And now I'm hearing, I believe this is going to... I'm hearing a new deal, a new job, a new beginning, so obviously this is going to put you on the journey to a career or an income or something like this, right?
So you are picking up something?
I am, but I'm getting a mixed bag here, so will this thing that's on the table increase your income and prestige?
Yes, drastically.
And lead to a job is what I'm trying to find out. That's all I need to know.
Not exactly a job. It's a matter of buying the rights to something.
Okay. I feel, I'll stick my neck out here. I don't like doing it, but I feel it going through.
Okay.
And I feel it opening up a portal for you to another journey. I don't know if that makes sense or not. It's going to do things in your life that are beneficial and helpful and... I believe lead to financial benefits down the road. I don't know if it's artwork, selling artwork, or working for someone, but I do feel it helping you and benefiting you as it unfolds.
Okay,
and,
so you do see them saying, we want this.
What was that?
You do see them, the powers that be, you do see them saying, we want this.
Okay, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Let's see. I do. I feel them. I do. I feel them wanting this, and I also feel you being contacted. They're waving a phone and a letter, so you are going to be contacted either phone or through the mail. And I'm hearing tell her the news is good, and I'm focused on your situation right now.
tell her the news is good. Who's that coming? Is that what you're saying? They're saying?
I believe they're contacting you and either approving or accepting or wanting whatever it is you want them to do.
Okay.
Okay. Now, will this lead to a partnership of some kind?
Or you know what? It should, because the way this is set up, this is something where you don't sell the rights 100%. You always retain something. So if I decided, okay, guys, I want to work with you, they would end up coming in and buying, like, let's say, I would like to think 70%, and I would be left with 30. They could come in and purchase 80. They could come in and purchase 95.
Okay.
So in a sense, there would be some type of partnership.
Okay, that's the mixed bag I was getting, and that's what I was being shown. I believe it'll go into some type of a partnership, and it's going to be centered in business and finances and ownership, a legal business type a union partnership. And I believe it'll be what you just described, them wanting percentages and splitting, whatever. But there'll be a partnership that needs to be there, and I believe it's going to be beneficial too. I wouldn't be afraid of it. But the one thing I am getting is there may, at first, you may not agree with everything that they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So prepare yourself to negotiate a little bit.
Right, right.
And there may be a little bit of back and forth with the negotiation. And I feel that once you sit down and evaluate everything and clear your head and really look at what's being said and offered and done, I believe you'll eventually come around and accept and be happy with what they're offering. But I think at first you may be a little iffy with it and go back and forth with it.
Right, okay. And I do have a lawyer, and generally with something like this, you never accept the first offer, so.
Right, and I see that happening, and maybe even happening a couple of times before it's actually settled and to your satisfying. You know what I mean?
Okay, just want to make a comment to cement what you just said. You're the fifth person that I've gone to, and everyone before you has said, yes, they're going to go for this. They want this.
Okay.
The last person that told me you're going to get this, very renowned psychic, very highly regarded. The thing is, she did give me a timeline, and I just wanted to know if your timeline matched what she gave me.
Okay. Well, interesting. I want to say by the end of March, a lot of activity with it and communication with it. I mean, I don't know how soon you're expecting it or what the others told you, but I'm feeling there'll be some activity and back and forth with it by probably by the end of March.
Okay, this woman said to me, believe it or not, February 11th. And when I looked at the calendar, I said, oh, no, of course it falls on a Sunday. But I know with psychics, you guys can either get it ahead of time. You can predict a date, and it could either be earlier or it could be later. So, you know, I could get a call tomorrow. I don't know. Yeah. And then somebody else said, I think it's going to be more around your birthday between the 3rd and the 19th because of some eclipse that's going on.
Right. Well, I'm not your average psychic, and I just kind of, like, put out there what I'm hearing and feeling, and I feel that there's going to be, I might even want to, I might even go with, within the next 2 weeks, something, communication coming through. But I do feel by the end of March, there will be communication, like them connecting with you and contacting you. And,
like a notification?
And getting the wheels moving, you know what I mean?
Because this is something they've had on their desk since July 13th of 2006.
Yeah, so, I mean, like you said, it could be tomorrow. And I wouldn't even be surprised if it was. Because I'm feeling very strongly that plans are being made and an offer is being prepared and they're going to be contacting you. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was between now and the end of March.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. I will. This is enough for me, and like I said, I am going to go for it. I do want to talk to you longer, but in private, and so just be expecting a payment. And I'm sorry I screwed things up.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I get frustrated because I can't express myself with a typewriter, and I do the best I can to communicate, and sometimes I don't think I'm getting the message through. So don't worry about it. And
now,
when
I'm not going to lose out on that money, right? It should probably be bounced back to me?
No, you go to PayPal and cancel the payment.
Okay.
And they send it back to your account.
All right, but in the meantime, I'm going to resend it anyway.
Yeah.
And
I already got a notification that it was canceled, so it was canceled somehow.
Really?
Yeah. I got the letter saying it was canceled.
Okay.
So double check. Go there.
All right. Feel better. Thank you so much because you've made me feel really good today.
No, I'm glad I did. That's all I asked for. I want to help my caller and help them feel better. And
oh, believe me, because I was feeling really down, and so
remember, it's not all about accuracy and prophecy. It's about the connection and how you feel when it's over.
Gotcha.
Okay,
thank you
buddy.
So much. Feel better. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tell your friends. Okay, everybody, BBS Radio. You can have your own radio show if you ever felt like you wanted one or wanted to have one. Email Don at bbsradio.com, and he'll take it from there. You can have a co-host, you can split course, and you can do one show a week, one show a month. Email Don at bbsradio.com. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy.
Nancy?
How are you doing today? It sounds like you're not doing too good.
I'm doing, believe it or not, when I got this, I said, oh, no, I'm done for. But for some reason, I feel very psychically charged and excited.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm doing really well with the readings. I've been reading nonstop and dealing with the bug at the same time. So I'm doing good and I'm enjoying myself.
Awesome.
Okay, Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lacey, Washington.
Washington. Good. All right, I don't know if you ever heard me read, but I'll just jump into your read and see if I can help you with a little something, unless you got a question you want me to zero in on.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, good. First thing I'm getting is, it feels like, business or work or negotiating here or creating. I'm going to my, I feel my financial and my work world with my feelers. I feel like I could be involved in creating something or accomplishing something in the business and the work world. Hang on for a second. For some reason, I'm hearing... I don't know why they're saying, tell her the problems will be overcome. And if there's anything in business, work, or finances that you're going through right now or having some issues with or problems with,
uh-huh.
I got a feeling, I'm being made to feel like I'm looking at it all, and maybe it's confusing me or overwhelming me or bothering me a little bit, and I need to, like, just take one issue and deal with it, and then go to the next issue. Don't take it all on at one time. Try to isolate the issues. Anything connected to business and negotiation and money would be taken on one issue at a time. Don't bite off more than you can chew or overwhelm yourself. And I'm feeling also like there's maybe a health issue too that's going to improve.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I don't know if this is you or somebody close, but it may be on your mind or heart, but I'm hearing to say, tell her the health problem will be overcome. And then also, I also feel like there's maybe family members or friends or people that may be kind of getting in my way or aggravating me or opposing me on something or maybe trying to change my mind, and I feel like I may be dealing with this. I don't know if it's going on already. It may as time unfolds. But be prepared for that if you see it developing. And and you'll know that that's what I was talking about. Any type of opposition from other people or the people around you, don't let it fret you, because you're going to get your way anyway, I feel.
Okay.
Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish or to do. Now, well, I want to go to... at the same time, I am hearing good news for finances and business. I don't know if you're into business or you're working or whatever financial world you got going on there. I'm hearing good news to it, good news to the finances and to business. So if you are into business, there's some good things coming there for you, and it's about to pick up. And I want to... I feel like they're trying to make me sign something, a contract or an agreement or something, and I want to be a little careful signing anything between now and the end of March. There's a little bit of a warning here. I want to read the fine print. I want to make sure I know what I'm signing. I may even want to have somebody else read it for me to make sure I know what I'm agreeing to. Any type of a commitment or a contract between now and the end of March, be cautious with. I'm not saying be afraid of it or don't do it, but I mean, know exactly what you're signing and you're getting and what you're getting. I don't know if this is a son or a younger male relative. I might be having some problems or some issues too, and may seek you out for help or assistance. I'm not quite sure what that is, but be open to the younger males in your life, family members and friends. And there may be one that maybe needs some advice or your help, and you would be able to help them in a way. So if one of them do come to you, have an open heart and reach out to them. There may be some help needed there. I feel like it's family, so it's very close to the family, so they may seek you out and need your help, so be prepared and willing to give that. And also opportunity, but there's opportunity coming in many different areas, but I'm leaning more towards finances again, and I want to be, again, a little bit of caution to any type of plans or ideas or any projects that I'm starting. I want to make sure it's on the up and up, and I did it by the numbers, and everything is what it's supposed to be before I really throw myself into it, especially in this cycle that you're in between now and the end of March. So... and that's about all I'm getting on you right now, Nancy. I don't know if it's connected with anything you needed to hear or helped you in any way, but if not...
Well, you definitely did. I want to thank you.
It did?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It clarified some stuff for me.
Okay, good. And I think I'll leave you with that, unless you have a question or you need something else clarified, or, you know, Nancy, it's...
you did a wonderful job, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I need to hear that often.
And right. If you'd like, I could send you some long-distance Reiki.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I will do that for you.
I can definitely use it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tell your friends about us, Nancy.
Oh, will do.
All righty. Thank you. BBS Radio. It's the biggest, baddest internet radio station on the planet. Okay, everybody, like I was saying before, you can have your own show. Email Don at bbsradio.com. He'll take it from there. The call-in numbers, USA, toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. You're a little low. Maybe you could...
Hi, this is Julia from Maryland.
Julia from Maryland. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know if you've been listening or you're used to me reading, but I'm going to jump into your reading unless you got a question I'd like to... question of some kind maybe you'd like to ask me, but in the meantime, I'm already getting stuff, so I'll just jump right into it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I feel like I'm in a major change in my life. They keep giving me waves of change here. I feel like it's kind of centered in business and work and finances, but I'm also, it might even touch where I'm living and maybe even who I'm with or where I'm going. There's a lot of not unstable, but very active potential to change energy around you. I'm going to go with the work thing right now because they're really pushing this on me. I don't know if you're working or you're in business, but or even looking for a job, but there's going to be a lot of, I feel like my responsibility is increasing, okay? And now they're also making me feel like I may be getting a raise or a promotion or a step up some kind, or even a different job title, or even finding a job that's very intense and it's keeping me busy. So you can go any way with that, whatever position that you're in life. But do be aware that if it is a raise or a promotion, with it will come more responsibility and harder work. And if it is a new job, it's going to be very satisfying, basically what you're looking for and want, but also, like I said before, you're going to be busy and have your hands full and working hard with it. Now, interesting. At the same time, you know, I feel like I'm not only changing on the outside, but I'm changing on the inside, and I feel like I'm releasing some type of some baggage and a burden here, or something that's been holding me back, and I feel like it's either clearing or just cleared or will be clearing. So if there is some heavy things on your shoulder, I feel like I'm getting a cleansing, and I'm releasing this. And this could be maybe a family member that's unagreeable or a situation that's really stressful, and I feel like it may change or end somehow. So there is something like that. I feel like I'm being free to move on and to do what I want to do. I feel like I haven't been really able to fully express myself and do the things I want to do, and I'm on the verge and headed towards being able to do that. Is there an expected passing in your world right now? An elderly relative, or?
I'm concerned about my grandmother.
Okay, I am pretty sure I heard you say your grandmother, I believe.
Yes.
And there's some concerns there. Okay, are you the caregiver?
No, my aunt is.
Okay, your aunt is. You must be exposed to it or close to it. Are you, like, the same town, same house type thing? Or
No, I just call her frequently.
Okay. Very close. There's a connection there with you and her.
Yes.
Very deep connection. Is she expected to pass? I feel like there's concern that other people are concerned, and maybe even you, that she may pass, or...
Yeah, her health has been declining.
Interesting.
I mean, we're... Of course, not hoping she does, but you know, when they get older,
and
their health starts going downhill, you start thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, because I'm getting some concerns with this. Like, there's an expected, or somebody's worried about it, or so. I'm just putting it out. So it's probably on your mind, and I really can't see her passing. Not between now and the end of March, but I'm getting the concerns and the feelings that go with it. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad you don't see that.
What's that?
I said, good. I'm glad you don't see that.
Right. Not really. But I am getting the thoughts and the feelings and the concerns. So I just thought I would bring it out in the reading. So, and there may even be some false alarms, or even more talk of it, or you know what I mean. So, let's see. I get a feeling that there maybe has been another upset in your life, or something that might have been viewed as an upset or a misfortune, and it either already is or will turn into like a blessing type thing. Like it was, like you can see, like it was meant to happen, and maybe it's a good thing it did happen. So any type of dramas or upsets that you're going through now, I feel as though as the dust settles and you become more focused, I'm being told to tell you that you'll be able to see through the veil and see that some of it was meant to be, and actually some of it was a blessing. So don't let nothing weigh you down or hold you back right now, because there are changes, and you will be, it'll be, as you go into the end of March, you'll be able to see clearly, to see clearer,
mm-hmm.
and to understand things a little more on some of the things that you're going through now. So give it until another 30 days, the end of March, and I believe you're going to see some pleasant changes for you.
Did you mention something about a move?
About a move?
Yeah, do you see a relocation?
There is a... I was just headed for that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just headed for that, and the reading started up with that. You are in a... When I connect to you consciously, I am getting a very active energy pattern here that's capable of anything and anything happening to it. And I believe I mentioned in the beginning of the reading that a relocation is even possible. I think it's one of the first things I said to you.
Yeah.
So I do feel a relocating or a move is very possible. And there's going to be maybe talk and thoughts or activity with it between now and the end of March. Okay?
Okay.
So when you see it surfacing and you hear people talking about it or giving you ideas or suggestions, that's part of the manifestation.
Okay.
That's how it develops. And I'm getting this with you. So you, I would expect that it's going to... be manifesting probably by the end of March. Not the actual move. It could be the actual move, but the people, places, and things that's needed for this to come through will be coming into place. And it should be obvious by the end of March. So,
do you get a state like Arizona or Oregon or California or anything like that?
You know, I wish I could hear better. I can barely hear you.
Do you get
on a cell phone or a closet?
Like Arizona or Oregon or California or any.
Oh, okay.
State?
You were wondering what direction it was going in.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, part. I want to go. For some reason, I want to say Arizona. I don't know why. I'm just spitting out what I'm feeling and hearing. But I'm feeling and seeing what appears to be Arizona. So, but it's tricky because, you know, they show me landscape. And,
get a little geography lesson there. Hey, I think I would fail that one. I'm not real good about that.
Yeah. Plus I'm feeling. I open up, I wait, and I feel Arizona, and I say Arizona. But that, like I said, it's not written in stone, and things can change this. something with a friendship too. Was there a friendship that ended, or is having problems with you? Or I mean, is that part of an issue that you're thinking about or worrying about?
Yeah. I've had some friendships kind of go by the way.
Huh. And this was just a friend, not a lover?
Just a friend, yes.
Just a friend. Loss of a friend, I'm hearing. Loss of a friend. I don't know what they want with that, why they're bringing it up. Do you want it to come back together, or is it they just moved away and you lost touch?
Well, I think it's just me changing that, you know.
Okay.
I guess I'm just kind of going in a new direction in my life. And.
Yep. And it wasn't compatible. That's basically how they're making me feel. There's something with this friend. I don't know if you should reach out to this friend, or you're going to hear from this friend again, but just some kind of a connection with the energy and the loss of the friendship. And it's because of changes in each one of you. You're going to find yourself also working on yourself also, your mind and your emotions. It's also recommended that some meditation and prayer would be very beneficial with you, and it could help you make decisions. I feel like some of the things I want to do in life and some of the changes I want to make in life, I really need to go within myself and to look at it from all different angles and what's within me that's stopping these things from happening or making it difficult for me. So don't be afraid to, and another thing too, letting go of the past. I feel like there's some things in the past that's kind of haunts you or holds you back a little bit or interferes once in a while. So there may be some past baggage that needs to be actually to worked on and released in order to help you move forward too.
Okay.
So. And you know better, you know your own mind and your own soul, so, and what needs to be done and said, but I just feel like it would be beneficial to go within myself and to work on myself a little bit. Okay.
All right.
And, are you working?
No, I'm going to be looking for a job.
Okay, by the end of March, sooner, there is work, and I'm happy with it, and I'm very busy with it. Will it happen after I move or before I move?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure when I'm moving.
Okay. I want to say after I move, but I'm not definite with that. I'm not definite with that. It depends on how the situation with the move goes. It's up in the air, really. The job is a shoo-in. I wouldn't be afraid to say probably within 2 weeks, and I don't know if you can move within the next 2 weeks. So I'm going with the job before the move for some reason. Doesn't make much sense to me, but I'm going to put it out there. It might even be a job offer in the area where you want to move to. That's even a possibility. But I don't see you having a problem getting a job or being happy with it and busy. So it's basically everything that you want, I do believe.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And I think I'll leave you with that.
All right, wonderful. That was awesome. Thank you.
As long as I helped you with everything that was on your mind, I'm happy.
Oh, definitely.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
Welcome to, thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
All right. Will do. Thank you.
Okay. Spread the word.
All right. Bye-bye.
BBS. Goodbye. Thank you. Nice lady. Okay. If you'd like to know more about me, it's Michael, www.michaelgoga.com. There's a mailing list there. Click my group and you're on the mailing list, and I'll let you know whenever I'm doing a show or appearing in chat. I appear in Pal Talk chat only. That's because they got rooms there with boys, and they're very comfortable. So if you don't have Pal Talk chat, consider downloading it, getting the message, and you can find me in my chat room.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound good.
Thanks.
Glad you got through. What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane. Where are you calling from, Diane?
Jersey.
Jersey?
Yes, sir.
Good. I wish some New Yorkers would call.
Well, I'm originally from New York. Does that count?
That counts. And
okay.
You're close to New York, so right across the river.
Yep.
Yep, good. The day will come where my show and BBS Radio is well-known in my area, and then I'll have some New Yorkers calling me.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Okay. Diane, I'm going to go right into your reading. I don't know if you're familiar with my reading, or I'll just jump into it, unless you want me to focus on a certain issue.
No, there's nothing in particular.
Okay, I am going to, looks like today's the work day thing. I'm going to work, business, creating, finances. I feel really good about it with you. If you're looking for a job, I'm being shown that coming. Or if you're changing jobs. Now, remember, I'll pick up on your better half or somebody you live with. If you're exposed to him looking for a job, it could be that person.
All right.
Okay, so... And I'm also getting finances coming to me and increasing. It's almost like I win something or get a bonus. I keep hearing win. There's money coming here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you looking for a job or a better job?
Not really, but I do have a close friend who is.
Oh, okay. All right. I let her know maybe a reader said that it's going to be soon.
Okay.
Okay, and with you, I feel something happening with your job or your work. It's either a raise or a promotion. I don't know if you're expecting one or you're going to try or a bonus. Or there's something good about with your finances, and it's coming from the work world. So.
Okay.
I keep hearing a teller step up in finances.
Hmm.
And they're waving a letter, so there's something in the mail with money. I don't know if it's something you're applying for or waiting for, but it may come through the mail also.
Okay.
Now, this could be a loan, probably your taxes. A lot of people say, yeah, I got my taxes coming. And I will see that. I will be shown that.
Okay.
It's also like the holidays when I say there's gatherings and parties. There's no way of separating it. And so I am shown these things. So there is something in the mail. And the news is good, and it's connected to your finances, and I feel like it'll be soon. I'm doing better money-wise, to be honest with you, middle of March, end of March.
All right.
I got some kind of a message coming here. It's a teller. Hang on to what you got. I don't know if that makes sense. They don't tell me really sometimes exactly what it's going to or applying to. And I just repeat what I hear, and I'm hearing to tell you, hang on to what you got. I don't know if you're thinking about getting rid of something or changing something. But for the time being, I might want to keep things just the way it is, if it's possible.
All right.
It's just as I thought. I think things are going to be somewhat kind of same-o, and then start changing more towards the end of March, so... If you got to wait another 30 days, you're doing okay, and you don't really have to change anything right away, I don't feel. And if you can leave it basically the way it is without any kind of a big problem, go ahead and do that. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be prepared for the end of March, because I believe there's going to be an expansion. It's going to be... an expansion in what I do for a living and my finances and what I'm doing with it, and also with the people around me. And I feel like with this will come demands from the people around me and the people that I have to interact with, whether it's a supervisor or a family member. I just feel like I'm going to At the same time, I'm doing a little better financially. The stress increases, so kind of keep that in mind as it's developing.
Okay.
And for the time being, I keep getting this feeling like you want to change something or do something or get rid of something, or and I'm being prodded to kind of like leave it alone for like a month.
All right.
So if this connects, kind of think about it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of watch your money until it does get better. Another, like I said, by the end of March, things will be better. So until then, kind of be a little on the tight side. Don't,
okay,
no extravagance. Don't go overboard on anything until you know it's the green light.
Right.
And I feel basically like you're somewhat safe and secure and doing okay, and you can almost wait until the end of the month for things to change and get better, and it's basically what you should be doing and how you should do it.
Okay.
Now, if you have any interest in opening a business or getting into something that would be considered a business or a sideline, I would consider initiating that April 1st. You know, get out of February or March and start something new in April 1st, like if you have any thoughts or you're thinking about doing something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope that helped you and answered and touched on what you needed.
A little bit, yeah. Some of it was confusing, but I'll keep it in mind.
Okay. Is there anything I can clear up or any question that's plaguing you? Or?
No, nothing really.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
It's basically you're doing okay and leave pretty much everything alone until like the end of March, and things are going to start changing and increasing for you.
Right.
And like I said, are you interested in a business?
Yes, I've been thinking about doing something on the side.
Okay, and I was feeling that and being told that, and I want to give it to you anyway. I feel that you will, and that you will be good at it,
okay. And
it will be beneficial, but I want to wait until, say, April 1st before I really start
putting
any into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay, thank you for calling the show.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. Blessings. Okay, everybody. Navigate BBS Radio website. The archives are there. You can hear your reading over and over and over again, or you can download it and mail it to a friend or a relative. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of shows here with wonderful hosts, wonderful information, helpful information. I see we even have an astrologer coming on board. You might want to check into that. I mentioned that at my last show. If we ever got an astrologer, it would be a success. I wish them luck. And we got fast chat. I could be talking to you right now on the message board, but I can't do that at the same time I read, so... But it's there, and you can communicate with the staff and other listeners. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you calling from?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. What's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy. Thank you for calling the show, Cindy. And... I don't know if you're familiar or you're a regular listener, but I'll jump into your reading unless you just want to go right to a question.
No, just tell me what you get.
All right. I may switch over in the future to answering questions and have the caller ask me a question. I answer it to the best of my abilities, and then that would be the end of the reading. It would kind of control me a little bit in going overboard or... going too deep with it. Sometimes I can't help going too deep. They want me to go, and I gotta go. So.
Sure.
But anyway, for now, let's just jump into your reading, a general reading, and see what I'm hearing and feeling. And right now, I feel upset about something. I feel like I was. I feel like maybe a friend did something behind my back, or a real good friend, or a lover, or a coworker. I just feel like I was slighted, and there's some drama going on, and overall feeling of you don't appreciate something that somebody did.
Right.
And it's bothering me and kind of eating at me. And it might have even led to a change in my life or causing a change in my life that I'm resisting or I don't want to go there, but or how far will this go or this type of a thing. So I am getting this, and I'm going to several different areas. I don't know if this is a divorce or a separation or there was some problems at work. I might need a little help here. Is it relationship or work issues?
It's friends, and it could also kind of be work.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm feeling, too. And the reason I ask you is so I don't waste time on the other part, and I can go zero in on that part. Overall feeling that this was a rumor, a gossip, or...
Oh, yeah.
And there was many people involved. They were almost like everybody took a turn sticking a dagger in my back. Or,
sure.
And I don't like it. It's bothering me. I'm unhappy. And it caused some changes. I don't know if it was other people's opinions or maybe I'm even worried. Are you losing the job or?
No.
You're not, right?
It's among friends, but.
Okay, you just said, I was feeling that, but there was a change, and I was just wondering if it went as far as losing a job. I don't see that, I agree with you. I don't think it'll go there. But there was many people involved, and it's going to be a very difficult situation to solve and to get through. So prepare yourself for that. I feel like you were kind of basically almost ganged up on and took an advantage of in a way. So it's sort of like went to the stage of rumor or jealous aggravation here. And I think the best way, to be totally honest with you, to handle this is to let it go. I know it's the hardest thing to do. And to put on a brave face and don't feed into it, don't play into it, and to ignore it. And I know it's very difficult, but I believe that's basically the only direction you're going to have to deal with this. And also to weigh everything. Just remember, throughout it all, your true friends are going to be there and stay there. And they're going to care for you and take care of you. So this is a good way. In a way, it's a blessing because you get to see who your true friends are.
Right.
And who your allies are. So surround it with love. Bless it. Don't stress it. This is a situation that could become very revealing and very helpful to you because you'll know who is who. Now, I'm also being told that this will end. I'm feeling maybe two more weeks. It might even take the whole month, but I do feel you'll start seeing some relief and some peace probably within 2 weeks. I'm getting harmony and balance. It's coming back. I feel like give it time. Time heals everything. Give it another 2 weeks. I feel like you're going to be calmer and dealing with it better. What you really need is to be clear-headed and focused going through this, and so give it a couple of more weeks. And your feelings were hurt, and you feel like people went behind your back, so it takes a while to get over that. But the harmony, they're saying tell her the harmony is coming back, and it's going to go out to relationships and everything else that you're involved in. So have faith, and what's important here is balance. I really do believe that you need to focus on balance, emotional balance and mental balance. Be careful not to get too worked up or let it pull you in too deeply into negativity. Always keep this in mind because I feel like if you get pulled just so far, it's very difficult for you to get out of it. I don't know if it's jealousies or anger, but... it's not good for you to dwell or go too deep in any one direction because you can get stuck there, and it takes you a while to get out of it. So as everything is happening, concentrate on balance. balance. You don't want to get too angry. You don't want to get too happy. You want to stay right in the middle with this, and it'll become an ally. Master moderation, even in thought and feeling. A little bit of a caution, too. I don't want to, between now and the end of March, tendency to overdo things. I feel like I'm either going to maybe party too hard or work too hard and wind up throwing myself off a little. So keep that in mind as you see it developing. And what am I hearing? They want me to go to spirit. They're throwing in that to bring spirit into a lot of what we're talking about now. If you have a special angel, invoke it, talk to it. If you have a lucky charm, hold it dear to you and feel it. The spirit. Start relying. Start giving this to God, the negativity. Give it over to God. Let them handle it. Let them take it away. And to look within with you, too. To spirituality will help you get through this and to bring about some healings with your friends. That's it. They just stopped. That's all I'm going to be able to give you.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope it helped.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care of yourself. Good luck with everything.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling the show. My shoe. Thank you. Okay. I think the antibiotics are getting to me. I'm going to start doing impersonations for everybody. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call, toll-free numbers. I probably got a caller already. It's okay. If I don't, that's okay. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Christine. I was just calling in for a reading.
Okay. Could you speak up a little louder? I don't know if it's my ear or my phone or... I'm having a...
Is that better?
A little better it is. Thank you.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
And you're calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Welcome to the show, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like I'm moving.
Okay.
Oh, man. Let's see here. I'm getting some wide imagery. Are you relocating or going away to school or military or?
We were thinking about buying a house.
Okay.
So maybe that's the move.
Okay. I'm getting that. I'm getting it being good. I'm getting it going well. They were just showing me the move. Will this require out of state or over water? Or I feel like I'm... Does this make sense to you?
There's a lot of water around us, like in Michigan. But we wouldn't necessarily be moving out of state, no.
So you wouldn't be going out of state or...
No.
Is it out of town or county or?
Well, I don't think so. We haven't found a house yet.
Okay. I just feel like I'm crossing a border. I don't know why they're showing that to me. That's why I thought maybe they were saying it would be out of
okay.
out of state or out of county or just got a border crossing here. I don't know. Maybe it's a county or something.
Okay.
But it may require you from to. Change. I'll let that go. I do feel a move, though.
Okay.
And I do feel it being a good move, a turning point for you, and very satisfying.
Good.
I feel others being very proud of it, so happy about it. Excuse me for 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I had to cough and clear my throat. And This is embarrassing, but it's all right.
That's okay.
Everybody knows me anyway. They say, he's like that in chat, too. Don't let it bother you. I'm getting a reputation for being that guy. That guy has always got problems and dramas and changes going on.
That's okay.
But that's what everybody, right? Okay. Back to your reading. Is the move for financial prospects or job?
No, we're in an apartment right now, and we're just ready to buy a house.
Okay. I feel like this move brings good fortune.
Okay.
An increase in benefits and finances.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry this is happening to your
reading. Okay.
Oh, my God. I got a tickle in my throat. I can't get rid of it. All right. Oh, my God. Can't believe this on air doing this. But anyway, it makes for a good show. Everybody's saying he is different. Okay. I gotta bring this back. Hang on. Good fortune. If and when you move, it's going to bring you in contact with an increase in income.
Okay.
Maybe a sideline or even a better job offer. So that
okay.
could be a side benefit of relocating. And also spiritual enlightenment too. Are you involved in metaphysics or very spiritual or?
I'm spiritual, but I'm not really involved in.
Okay, I do feel there's going to be an increase there. I don't know if you're feeling the pull or we're thinking about it, but you may find yourself being pulled to more of the spiritual arts and investigating spiritual matters and this type of thing. So if you feel it happening, insights. I'm praying for insight. Are you praying and hoping for something special to happen, or to a
I'm
special
pregnant,
angel?
I'm pregnant, so
or?
I pray about that.
What's that?
I'm pregnant, so I've been praying about that.
Okay. And praying about what?
Just for a healthy pregnancy and that everything will go okay.
Oh, okay. You're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, no wonder. Okay. Your baby is a very special baby. Very special baby. I almost want to say it's gonna be very noticeable. This child is something spiritual about it. It's
been a long time waiting.
I mean, it might even be a very psychic right from the beginning without even trying this type
okay.
of a thing. This is how I'm feeling with this. So I'm feeling everything going well, but I feel like there's something very special with the child, too.
Okay.
And it's spiritually based. So I think you're in for some pleasant surprises with this baby. Oh, boy. They're even sluggish. Now they're showing me new baby imagery, and I'm mad at them. Because usually they give me the new baby imagery right away. Very good. I'm feeling fantastic with the pregnancy. I'm not worried at all. I'm not being shown any issues. Children being born, I'm hearing children being born. And there is definitely a move. They're showing me a move. And with this move comes very interesting changes in your life. A social circle, friends, opportunity to expand and increase your income. So this move and the baby are going to be fantastic and blessings in your life.
Okay.
Is it you or somebody close to you that maybe just went through a split? Or
I have an aunt that's getting divorced.
Okay, this isn't you or your better half finishing up maybe a past relationship that needs to be finalized or anything like that? Are you involved in the splitting of property or assets? Or I keep getting the feeling something needs to be split and decided on. My husband had a job
offer, and they wanted to be partners with him, and that would be split between two people.
I see. Interesting. This could be what I am. Would his job require him to travel?
He travels now, but it's not a lot. It's a couple times a year.
Okay. That may increase.
Okay.
They're making me feel like that's going to increase for some reason. And now, the partnership, did that come about because of a split or a change? Kind of?
No.
It's a weird feeling. Is this dealing with real estate or
no.
Property or banking or assets? Interesting. I'm getting a change that involved a little bit of a split and then a regrouping that forms into a partnership.
Okay.
And it's in the process of the division, who's going to be responsible for what and who and when and where and who's got to do what, when, and where.
This is
the feeling that I'm getting, like it's in the process of being developed and put together. Is that true, or with your husband?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, they're talking about it, so, I mean, it definitely could happen.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know why they're giving this to me, but they are showing it to me that there is this going on in his financial world, and that it'll be probably still going on probably right up until the end of March. Now, whatever happens to his job, does it affect your move in any way that you can think of?
We would probably move closer to, I mean, it's within a half hour, though, but it is, we would move closer.
Okay, because they're making me feel like it would help him in a way, and also affect the living arrangement in certain different ways, in beneficial ways.
Okay.
So I do believe that what's going on in his work world is going to be a positive thing and beneficial, and the move will also complement what's going on with his work world, too.
Okay.
And as far as the baby goes, I believe it's going to be a beautiful, healthy baby and a very special child. I'm not feeling any warnings or problems there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, as long as I helped you and you got no questions, great.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Okay.
Tell your friends. Okay, everybody. Everybody, sit down and do an email right now. Send it to everybody on your address book. BBS Radio rocks. Tune in, listen up, or just call in.
Okay, I'm just breaking in here for a second. We're going to need to close off at 15:02. I mean, I need 15 minutes to redo some cabling real quick before the next show. So about 15:02, if you don't mind, bear with me.
So, Don,
we've got a caller on.
Okay, you want me to end 15 minutes early?
Yeah, 15 minutes early, only because I need to redo some cabling. I have some new connectors that I want to connect up, but I need the system on off.
Okay. You sound so sexy.
Well, thank you. It's you, man. That's what you do to me.
It's good. I love you, Bubby.
Here, I'll let you go.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
You got it.
Shut me down. I'll do whatever you want. That was Don Newsom, co-founder and co-owner of BBS Radio. He's a sweetheart, and I love him. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Vivian.
Vivian?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from, Vivian?
Nebraska.
Nebraska? Good. I'm just going to talk to you for a second and take a breather. Give me a chance to breathe a little.
Okay.
Okay, so how's Vivian? How's Nebraska? Is it cold or?
Yes, it's been cold.
Cold.
I'm going to warm up until today. Ooh. We've had a lot of cold down here.
Good.
This winter.
We needed it.
Yeah.
And we need some snow. New York hasn't had no snow in my areas. Well, I think we're going to do a winter with no snow. And I've seen it once in my life, and I think I'll see it again.
Mm.
But, Vivian, any questions that you want to know about psychics or internet radio or just... You can't think of anything, can you?
No.
All right. What I'd like to tell the people, if you are a repeat caller and you get through, and don't be afraid to play with me a little bit. Maybe instead of a general reading, you'd like to just ask me one question or ask me about my life or what it's like to be a psychic, an online psychic. Believe me, there's a story there.
I was curious about my job. You know, you read for me before and stuff, and okay. Last month, and I was headed in a new job direction at that time, but that didn't go through, and that was quite a disappointment. And so I'm just not sure if I'm just supposed to keep where I'm at and settle in and accept that, or still kind of go out there and put myself out there to continue to look for another job.
Okay, so I read you before.
Yeah.
And I told you something was going to happen and it didn't?
There were several things you said that was going to happen. They kind of did, but not everything. And, you know, like I said about the job-wise, that one didn't happen. And, of course, the job was going to relocate me closer to my boyfriend. But you said our relationship would be stronger, and during the possibility of this job that would move me closer, our relationship did get stronger, a lot stronger, but the move didn't happen.
Huh.
But the relationship did get stronger because of the possibility of that move at that time.
See? All right, I'm half right.
That's right.
I'm going to knock my accuracy down to 50% right now. It's 98%. But, it happens. Things change.
Uh-huh.
No psychic,
right.
You know, no psychic reading is written in stone.
Right, and I realize that, and that's why I called back again. I know my mind and stuff and my focus was in that direction, and everything was going positive.
Yeah.
So it was a setback for me, and it's like, okay, something changed during that time.
Yeah.
And I don't know what went wrong, but I realized life, there is pitfalls that happen that can't be foreseen.
Yeah. And actually, I was probably 100% accurate because it was being thought about, talked about, being planned.
Right.
And I picked up on that, which is impressive. But somewhere along the line, something changed or was it meant to be. And it happens with... That's why I don't put everything into accuracy and prophecy with me, especially with my private readings.
Mm-hmm.
I like to leave you feeling like you've seen a good movie or had a good meal. And any accuracy and prophecy is just a side benefit of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the connection is very important between the reader and the sitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a hairdresser. You want to enjoy it. You don't want to be miserable during it.
Right. It gives a lot of hope. It helps with a lot of direction. I just was unsure at the time, and it just helped to reinforce that everything was going in the right direction for a reason. And like I said, a majority of did go in the right direction. It was just a setback of the move that didn't.
Right. Yep. Okay, thank you, Vivian, for talking with me for a minute and giving me a chance to breathe a little.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to jump into your reading and see what we got. Let's see. Interesting. I don't think I'm going to get what you want to hear. I'm looking for work stuff, and mm-hmm. they're not showing me that. I am
okay.
getting... Actually, I'm getting almost like some drama around the male figure in my life. I don't know if this is the gentleman that we were talking about or maybe an ex or just some male friends. But for some reason, I feel like there may be some jealousies, Vivian.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
I would lean towards my ex. Jealousy, I'm not sure on that one. But.
Okay, but I feel it affecting me and the things I want to do or maybe being a continuous issue maybe. I don't know if the gentleman now knows the ex or if there's other family members involved that maybe they don't, I don't know if everybody's happy with everything that you want to do or accomplish. Just be aware of other people's opinions and suggestions around you and the things that you're going through, especially between now and the end of March. I feel as though there may be some plans that you have or some ideas that you want to initiate. And I feel like other people are going to interfere. Okay? So keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like it's people around me. It could be family members, friends, or lovers and ex-lovers. So just keep an open mind with this.
Okay.
And I feel like I have something planned or something scheduled, and there might be a little bit of a flare-up. And... because of this, the plans are either delayed or canceled. So keep that in mind if you have anything going on or if you got any plans made.
Okay.
And I believe it comes from other people around it or involved. So in other words, if you see an argument starting or some bickering and it's involving people or you around you, don't feed into it because I feel like if you feed into it, it'll just get worse.
Okay.
Be the peacemaker. Try to downplay it, especially if it involves allowing you to do something that you want to do or go somewhere that you want to go. So keep that in mind. All right? And,
okay.
I feel like somebody's got to go somewhere. Is do you or your man friend or a close one have to go away or do something? Or?
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Okay. Traveling for some reason. I just feel like somebody I know or close to might have to go somewhere and it might even interfere with some of my plans. So no children or relatives in the military going overseas or
no.
This type of a thing or friends that are talking about moving away?
No.
Okay. Well, if you hear something like this, you'll know maybe that's what I was talking about.
Right.
And you can be prepared for it or come to peace with it, whatever
mm-hmm.
it requires. Now, with you, there's metaphysical talent here. I don't know if you're involved in metaphysics or you want to do something holistically or study something, or you're involved with people that are into spiritual development. But I feel like you will. If you're not, you will be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you. There may even be a particular friend that involves you in a certain way. I want to pay attention to that. I want to follow through on it. So if you are getting an opportunity to get involved in any type of spiritual growth, pursue it and investigate it. It may be just the thing that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And and I feel like it's going to come from one particular friend, so be open to that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hang on a second. Also, with training and schooling, do you have plans on learning something or training for something, Vivian?
No, I don't. I'm always interested in doing so and stuff, but like I said, with this job that I'm staying with, it's just there's no additional training that I see. It's a possibility, but things that are so in flux with my present job and changeover with bosses and stuff,
it's
don't know what's going on there.
Okay. Are you in sales?
No.
Okay. Would you ever be exposed to it, or?
Yeah. I mean, I used to be, but.
Okay. Well,
not for the past 3 years, 4 years.
Okay. Be open to anything that comes from the workplace as far as advancing or training for something better or something that you might be interested in. I think you might see a little something like that developing. And be open to your close friends. I feel like it's a female, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a female. It could be a male, but this person may introduce you to the spiritual arts or something connected to it that you would enjoy and really like being involved in. So if you see that developing, by all means, go for it, okay? I feel spiritually very sensitive with you. I feel like, I don't know if it's your dream state, if you're a dreamer or a vivid dreamer, but there is some abilities there that could be encouraged to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And to be used more. So do pay attention. I'm being pulled to your dreams, Vivian, and I want to watch my dreams between now and the end of March because I feel like some answers that you need to some situations that you're working on will come through dreams or through your intuition. So do pay attention to your spiritual self.
Okay.
And if you can, maybe write down, have a note and pad by the bed, and if something does come through in dreams, jot it down, because I think it's going to be an answer to a predicament that you're in or something that you would like to do. Okay? And there's something with art, too. You write, draw, sing, or?
Mm-mm. No.
None of that. Interesting. You're a very talented lady. You're more talented than you realize, and have other skills that you haven't even discovered yet, and they're coming from within me. So keep that in mind as you go through life, because I feel like there's a lot there that you can develop and get into and use.
Mm-hmm.
And flexibility, you need to be flexible. I don't think you do well when you're pinned down or told what to do or being stopped from doing what it is you want to do. So always remain flexible. And I'm also being told, Vivian, that there are some questions in my heart and soul, and that and I need the answers to them, and I would like to hear more about it, and the time isn't right yet. You need to wait for the people, places, and things to come into place before the information can be revealed to you. So a lot of the things that you might be focusing on or stressing over or bumping your head on the wall for maybe the answer isn't ready yet, and it's going to take a little while longer. So, but they will be revealed. As your dilemmas and questions appear, when the time is right, the answer will be given to you. So listen to your own guidance. It's going to be very helpful to you. You can answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
The information that you need will be given to you spiritually. Okay, and I think I'll leave you with that, Vivian.
Okay.
I hope it helped you, and good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Okay, what was your question? You did I touch on what you needed to hear?
Yeah, it was work-related.
Work-related is going to be good for you and an opportunity and expansion. So I wouldn't worry about work. Yeah, I believe there's going to be opportunities and interesting little things coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep your ear open and investigate it. Follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Vivian. Take care and good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you.
All right. The boss wants me to shut down in like 5 minutes. I don't think I got another call in me. If there's one hanging on, Don, maybe I can give him a minute or two, or I can just say goodbye now and let everybody know. I'll definitely see you next week. And,
I'm sure you'd take calls all night long if you could. I do have to shut her down only because it'll take about 15 minutes to reach.
And we're, what, 20 of now, right?
And we're 15 of, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's quarter of now?
Let me check.
Okay. But either way, everybody, I love you.
It's 43 after. It's about right.
Okay. So I'll say goodbye now, and I'll see everybody next week. If you want me, www.michaelgoger.com. My email is michaelg@michaelgoger.com. And I am available in private, $15 for a half hour. You can't beat it. Good night, everybody. I love you. God bless.